If du et ya basimcha, bo lifanav birnana. If du et ya basimcha, bo lifanav birnana. If du et ya basimcha, bo lifanav birnana. If du et ya basimcha.
Chodesh Tov, it is a new month, Adar Sheni. As this is a lunar leap year, we have 2 months of Adar. Our sages taught, Mishenichnat Adar Marbim Besimcha. When Adar arrives, we increase our joy. On first hearing this, one might think it is an unreasonable expectation. After all, what if you are really struggling in your life right now? Are you supposed to ignore what you're feeling and just pretend to be happy? I don't think so. I understand Mishenichnat Adar Marbim Besimcha as an instruction to intentionally cultivate wholesome qualities of mind and heart. In this case, joy, to the best of our ability, in the midst of the muddy muck of life's ongoing challenges. Sometimes joy needs tending. To do this, we can prepare the garden of our hearts, aerate our soul soil, create space for seed thoughts, such as moments of joy, simcha, are possible, to establish roots, breathe, and grow. Rather than plowing over and tamping down our emotions, such as sadness, fear, anger, or jealousy, we notice when they sprout up into our consciousness without gripping them tightly with the fingers of our minds and completely identifying with them, or forcefully yanking them out like unwanted weeds. With wisdom and kindness, we recognize that these too are part of the landscape of our human experience, but not all of it. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, great-grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, taught a powerful practice, hitbodedut, literally solitude, for making space in our hearts to cultivate joy. He prescribed this year-round. If you've never tried this before, Adar is a perfect time to begin, especially for those of us living in the snowy north with the weight of winter still upon us. Here is an abbreviated passage from the Likuti Moharan, collection of some of his teachings that explains hitbodedut. Set aside time each day to meditate and pray alone in a room or some meadow or forest and express your innermost thoughts and feelings and personal prayers to God. This is hitbodedut. You should hold these conversations in whatever language you speak best. You should tell God everything you feel. Get into the habit of spending time every day on your personal prayers and meditation. Fix a regular time for this. And then be happy for the rest of the day. I hope you'll give this practice a try. Maybe for 15, 20 minutes. If it's too cold outside where you live, you can sit alone in a room and just pour out your heart. There's no need to self-edit. Simply allow the words to flow. Even if only a single word is repeated over and over, aerate your soul soil. Make space for joy. If tears come, let them water the garden of your heart. Rabbi Nachman also taught that you must search for the good in yourself, Hakarat Hatov. This will make you truly happy. You are certainly entitled to feel the greatest joy over every good point you find in yourself, because each good point comes from the pure soul within you. The new life and joy you will gain from this path will enable you to pray, sing, and give thanks to God. In Psalm 100, we read, Ivdu et ya basimcha, Bo'u lefanav birnana. Serve the one in joy. Approach God's presence with song.
Ivtu et yabasimcha. Bo'u lefanav birnana. Ivtu et yabasimcha. Bo'u lefanav birnana. If you had Yahba Simcha, Bo'u lefanav birnana. If you had Yahba Simcha, Bo'u lefanav birnana.
I'm Laura Hegfield, and you've been listening to an original podcast meditation offering from Temple Beth Abraham in Nashua, New Hampshire.